This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by...
¿Cuántos años tienes? Usually Quantos, but it's Squantos.
What is that? Year? Something year?
How many years are you?
How many years are you?
Cumpleaños.
I'm 35 years.
Yeah?
Yeah, just cracked that 35 years mark, año.
It's about a few days.
Aparabarosa.
Right.
Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
Hi, Justy Craig.
You a little aggro?
Yep.
You a little see-through?
Yeah.
You got LEDs in you?
Mm-hmm. I am planning on...
I'm going to climb you like a crag.
I know. I'm trying to save a little money right now, but I am planning on ordering you the aggro crag for your birthday.
Oh, that was for my wedding.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't...
For whatever.
I got something else for the wedding. I think I gave you cash or something.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
Much money then either, but...
don't matter. I don't need an aggro crag.
I'm going to get you an aggro crag. You do need an aggro crag.
I mean, maybe, but it doesn't have to be authentic.
No, it's going to be an Etsy.
Okay.
$50.
Eh,
not too bad. Expensive?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the quality and the size of the crag.
It's pretty good.
Big?
From what I understand.
Big fucking crag?
It's a pretty, like, solid replica.
Do, 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 do.
Do, do. Well, let's price one.
Do you have gut?
Do you have it?
Have you any gut?
Aggro crag for sale. Yeah, an authentic one is $235.
That's what I want. The crag daddy.
They have one on Amazon for $54.99.
That ain't bad. It's officially licensed. There's some kind of two-bit operation.
And it looks like shit. But it's a funny gift.
What about an astro crag? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks just like the piece of the crag.
Do you have it?
Do you have crag? Gut.
Gut. 17.5 inches. Yeah. Made a hard foam with guts sticker.
Oh, wow. I thought it was hard plastic.
No,
I thought I wanted something that I could kill somebody with. Sharp.
No, it's even cheaper. They still sell it for $55.
Mm.
Come on.
You got to climb the real deal if you want to.
I'll find a
quality
deal.
One.
I'll find a nice deal ski.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
I liked that one last week. That was a good one.
That was good. That came out good. I was very happy with that.
Good show.
A good show. Good Charlotte.
I felt like I was funny on it.
Yeah. 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 It was.
We didn't really speak over each other too much. I was getting spoken over, but that always happens.
Yeah. I don't think it happened that much. Not that I noticed.
No, not much.
Well, quick truck day. Only because I saw this on a truck, but the other day I was in a car and on the back window of a truck,
mm-hmm.
Ford Ranger, there was a bumper sticker that said "Rippin' Lips."
Did I send you the Ford Ranger I saw?
I think so. What was that?
I'll talk about it after.
Okay, but it said "Rippin' Lips."
Rippin' Lips?
Rippin' Lips.
Doing lip slides?
No, I was informed by Nicole, actually told me, I don't know how she knew this, but she said it's a fishing thing. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
That's gross.
I get it.
Yeah. Ripping lips. That's what I do. You know, I ride my Ranger. I drive my Ford Ranger into the pond, all the way into the center of it, because it's a submersible.
Yeah.
I got the submersible add-on package. And I go down there and I just I shoot trout with my shotgun.
Yeah.
And I rip their lips off just for fun.
Fucking A right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to take my knife and I just, I got a bucket of fish lips. Yeah. And I release them back.
Got a bucket of fish lips.
They grow back.
Yeah, they do. They do. That's the humane way to do it.
That's right. Do they?
Just rip their lips off. No.
That's right. So yeah, the other day, it actually, there's a follow-up story with this too that I didn't tell you. So I'm at like the, you know, Burger King, Walmart, red light there. It's probably like,
oh, yeah,
like 3 o'clock or 2:45 PM.
Okay.
On Thursday. And I get, I pull up behind a truck. I didn't notice what kind of truck it was initially because the license plate was Walker, Texas.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right.
And then I look up, I'm like, and then I realize it's a fucking Ford Ranger. It's a
fucking Ford Ranger.
I haven't seen like the modern Ford Rangers. And I yeah, that didn't even click.
It's a little less manly.
Ranger, Walker, Texas.
The new ones. You know, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's something that me and my Facebook buddies like to call the pussification of America.
That's right.
America's youth. So they're designing cars to look like not boxes anymore. And I want it to look like a big rock.
So for some reason, like, people always catch me taking pictures. Like, I just try not to do it because I'm not like sly about it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if you have the, I had to take a picture of that.
You got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I take it and I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't get in trouble for this. And then all of a sudden I'm like looking at the picture and I think I sent it to you. I sent it to one other person and the light turns green. And then all of a sudden I just hear honking on the horn, but it's next to me. It wasn't the Walker, Texas Ranger guy. It's someone else. And they weren't mad at me, which I was happy about, but,
why are they so mad?
They're just jamming on the horn and they were just being assholes. It was just some like fucking, they were probably like older than me, but they were acting like high school kids.
Yeah.
It's just like two guys driving a truck.
Oh yeah. I know the guys.
And there's like one guy just hangs his head out the window and like the other dude's like slamming on the horn. He's like, he starts screaming and he goes, he's like, get off your phone, you fucking cunt or something like that. And I'm like,
to you?
No, to the woman in front of him.
Oh, okay.
And then like she pulls into the right lane. They fucking drive past her like animals. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? And then he looks at me and he's like, ha ha. I'm like,
I was looking at my phone too.
I sure was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't like
that. Gotta love it. Owning the libs.
Yeah.
Owning them good.
Look, I tweet.
Tweet?
I tweet while I'm driving.
Do you ever X?
I know.
Is it still called a tweet? Even though Elon changed the name to X?
I don't do it anymore.
No, what you want to do
is disappear.
Get in your truck, drive out into the lake, and shotgun some trout.
Sure, yeah.
And then rip their lips off.
Of course, yeah, that's a given. I'll bite them off.
Yeah, like a hand grenade and just fucking punt the rest of it back into the water. It's the humane way to do it.
That's right. That's what I do. I do the, what's the
when you gun?
Finger, when you finger them? Shoot. Finger the mouth? The hand fishing thing. What's that called?
Oh, noodling.
Noodling, noodling.
Little hillbilly hand fishing.
I
pull them up,
I fucking bite the lips off.
Right.
Spit
especially
them
catfish. Get the, bite the whiskers off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to touch those. I don't like their sliminess. They're too close to an eel or a snake. Just like a fat one.
Catfish.
Crabfish. Speaking of car and truck, something I need to try to figure out. Wait, do you ever back into parking spaces?
Yeah.
You do?
I parallel park and stuff.
Well, yeah, parallel park, obviously. But I mean, like, if you're in like a parking lot and there's just an empty spot,
I usually don't. I usually just pull in.
Just pull right in. That's what I think. What I do, and because it's either you back in when you first get there, or you back out.
Yeah.
You're doing the same amount of backing and forwarding.
Yeah.
You know the ratio is even the same. Why do people do that?
I don't know. I understand if there's like a big like truck parked next to you or something, and you're worried about backing out. Like if they're still parked there, that makes sense to me. But yeah, for the most part, it's like it's. You just make it more work for yourself at the beginning, I guess.
Right. Or the same amount of work, just at different times.
Yeah.
I think it's more of like a, you know, they think they're better than me.
What, you prick?
Yeah. Huh? You think you're fucking better than me, you greasy prick?
Huh?
Yeah.
How's that soft drink?
It's good. Should we give them their...
Yeah, let's give them a shout out.
Give them a plug.
Give them a plug.
I'm drinking a soft drink with sweetened with cane sugar.
Yeah.
It says hashtag taste the high.
It's infused
soft drink with ganja.
Yeah.
Nectar is the name of it.
A man gave it to me under a bridge. His name was Matt.
Matt
Underbridge
Sugarloaf Springs, dude.
Yeah.
How come this one doesn't say Sugarloaf Springs? We got two cans. Nectar Root Beer says Sugarloaf Springs. Nectar Blue Ginger probably came out of a test tube.
I don't know. But
I taste the high.
Do you?
I sure do. So shout out everybody for some. How do you spell nectar?
Nectar?
Yeah.
Nectar. 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 What was the one the other night? Lotus.
Lotus?
Yeah, you were fucking dying. You
really? I don't remember that at all.
It was you showed me the Legos, so you were like, look, I got Legos. You're like showing everyone your Legos, and then you fucking like grabbed cake with your hands before anyone could have any. And you're like, you guys want cake? And then you ate one and it had like a you ate like a Reese's part of it.
Yeah.
And you were like, is this made out of all peanut butter? And it's like, clearly not.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, it was fun. For my birthday.
Yeah. But you had your Lego set out and you were showing me, and it had like flowers in it. And I just pointed at one. I just go, Lotus. And then I spelled it for you.
Oh, how'd you spell it?
LOWDUSS, Lotus.
Yep, that's accurate.
Yeah.
But you never spelled nectar.
Nectar.
Yeah.
Nectar. N-E-K. D.
Yeah.
You are. Nectar. Nectar. Nectar.
Nectar. You hit that D just right. Nectar.
Dur.
Dur. Okay.
Lip kid.
Well, it was my birthday, September 12th, which is also 2 Chainz' birthday.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lord and Savior 2 Chainz.
How old is he?
Let's see. Hold it. Oh.
He's 23.
46.
Wow.
You've been in the game a minute. We got a segment where we discuss that Lord and Savior Jesus 2 Chainz' Christ. And we talk about his lyrics, which are also his sermons,
mm-hmm.
The lost book of 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz.
AKA Hair Weave Killer, AKA Drench God, AKA Tauheed Epps, AKA Titty Boy. That's 2 Chainz. We're going to do a song called OG Kush Diet. OG Kush Diet. I don't think we've done this one before.
I don't think so.
But it's a classic. It gets dark for no reason, kind of out of nowhere, too.
Okay.
So you'll like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Pretty girls like trap music.
Yeah.
I love that. That album cover is so cool.
Yeah, it's tight. It's got Tornado in the background.
Does it?
Yeah. Tornado.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it does.
So.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Give me.
Sunbathing with a rollie on, tan all on. Sunbathing with a rollie on, tan all on my tattoos.
Yeah.
All my 16s cashews.
What?
V12 when I pass you.
Okay, V12, that's an engine thing.
Yeah.
What's all my 16s cashews? What's a 16?
Like, is it, I don't know.
All my 16s cashews.
Don't matter.
And there's no annotation on it.
No.
Get your shit together, genius.com.
Reminiscing about the Motorola's, yeah. Weed stronger than a Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever put Coca-Cola down a drain that's clogged?
No.
The drain will not be clogged anymore.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did it. Wait up, bitch. Hold up. Hold up. You ain't there to hold the pole up.
Right.
OG Kush Diet. OG Kush Diet. OG Kush Diet. OG Kush Diet. My partner just died. My partner just died. Nothing else to do but get high. Fuck.
Wow. Yeah. That's unfortunately Bankroll Fresh.
Oh, rest in peace.
Passed away. And that's what he's talking about in this song. He was gunned down by another rapper named No Plug.
I think No Plug made an error in judgment that day.
I don't support anything No Plug does.
No. I'm about to pour out some liquor. I'm about to pour out some lean.
Yeah.
I got blue cheese in my jeans. What's that mean?
Blue cheese is a marijuana strain. Oh, wait a second. That is...
No, blue-striped $100 bills.
Blue-striped $100 bills is a blue cheese, apparently. That's new to me.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
I got my team supreme. It ain't no in-between. You either in or you out. I took a different route. I had to figure it out. I went to picking them out. You. Fuck what you think.
Fuck what you think.
Fuck what you think. Come to the bank.
That's right.
Come through like Brinks.
Mm-hmm.
Like on rollerblades.
Like a whole pack of Brinks.
I might take a can of paint and go paint the White House. I might take a can of paint and go paint the White House.
What color? Purple.
Presidential probably tickled laughing about who popped the pistol.
Okay.
That's the issue. Just got a rental just for instrumentals. I'm going to keep the bitch till December and park it on Broadway, away from the hallway, away from the apartments, away from the arcades. We don't play games with them boys.
No.
We bring the pain to them boys.
That's right. Cuthbertson's boys, to be specific. We bring the pain to those boys.
You got to have AI Joe Biden say this part. We don't play the game with them boys. We bring the pain to them boys.
Okay.
I caught a plane with them boys.
We don't play games with them boys. We bring the pain to them boys. I caught a plane with them boys. I taught the game to them boys. I am ashamed of them boys.
Me too. So, yeah, that's that from President Joseph.
President.
You either in or you out. I took a different route. I had to figure it out. I went to picking them out. You. What you think? What you think?
I get it. Come to I get it.
So.
We don't play games with them boys. We bring the pain to them boys. I caught a plane with them boys. I taught the game to them boys. I'm ashamed of them boys. Blame it on fame.
He's talking about Hunter Biden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blame it on fame. Blame it on whatever you want to blame. I'm smart and insane. Imagine a genius that don't have a brain. That live off of resources that learned off of geek sources.
Oh, yeah.
I do play with three persons. I got it from researching. I'm fresher than detergent. I'm fresher than each person. Walk out and eat church's gig without rehearsal.
What? Oh, church's chicken. Okay. It's a popular southern fried chicken joint similar to KFC.
Hmm. Watch how I resurface. Watch how I rework it. Gas.
OG Kush died. OG Kush died.
And then...
My partner just died.
Yeah, your favorite rapper's got no talent. Homeboy what? Got coke habits.
Oh, how do you know? That's awfully presumptuous to chain.
Used to drive a Porsche till I found out it was made by Volkswagen.
Uh-oh.
This here is a toe tag 'em. Titty boy gone. Toe tag them.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hook their ass up to the tow truck. Let them know this is a throat slashing.
Oh, shit.
Your baby mama got no passion. Her best friend act old fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her, take them panties off when she walk around my boat lawn laughing. I'm VIP at the yacht club, buddy. You... look like you not loved. stars in my double R.
Rolls Royce.
Okay. So clean, I drive in white gloves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sea bass with the white sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Hopped out, ripped their lips off. Sea bass with the white sauce, hopped out, get wiped off.
He loves seafood, especially hibachi.
Especially bass lips.
And he'd throw some hibachi, throw some bass lips on a hibachi and fry them up.
Fucking right. Presence felt everywhere except, let me see. Yeah, the White House.
Oh.
Space age, like 8 ball. MJG, Nate Dogg, sipping Quavo, riding offsets. Guess I'm about to take off.
Okay.
That's up.
Do you know who MJG is?
MJG?
Machine John Gelly.
Did I read that wrong? Or is that
what that's what it is. MJG. Oh, 8 Ball and MJG, rap group from tennis from Memphis. Space age pimping.
MJG.
Well, let's shout that up to the heavens and hope that 2 Chainz answers our prayers.
He will.
and gives me fat stacks of blue cheese.
I am ashamed of them, boys.
Me too.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so I got something I want to talk about.
What do you got?
Conspiracy theories. You know about them?
Yep.
People say things and they're not.
Are you asking me
yeah.
if I know about conspiracy theories?
Yes. So I've got
Chris. I had a show called A Conspiracy Theory that I did with Oliver Stone's son, my lawyer.
My lawyer and my best friend. Wow, they took all of it down from YouTube. There's no clips or anything.
Clip of conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Wow. I was there. I was a frog man.
Wow, I can't believe it. They really are trying to scrub his revolutionary ideas off the internet.
Yeah.
He did have a show, Conspiracy Theory, on True TV. I have him on a hard drive. It's the only way. I buried him in my backyard so the feds can't come and wipe my data.
They don't have data down in the box.
I'm off the grid. My electricity comes from the sun. So Esquire, you know, that really fucking good magazine, really cool magazine about watches. They put out a list of conspiracy theories that...
Are you shitting me, Chris?
Had some that I was not aware of. These are the 30 best crazy conspiracy theories that people actually believe. We got the moon landing was fake. Everybody knows that. We know JFK blew his own head off.
His head just fucking did that.
Just did that. COVID-19 was engineered by the media, obviously. Yeah. You know, that's what they do. They're really smart over there at big media. Earth has been sucked into a black hole. I like this one. And I believe it. The European Organization for Nuclear Research, a.k.a. CERN, is the heart of a lot of crazy conspiracy theories, including the belief that when CERN discovered the Higgs boson, a.k.a. the God particle.
The Higgs boson? Yeah,
the Higgs.
Do you know about the Higgs boson?
Have you read the documents regarding the Higgs boson?
Look, I've been aware of the Higgs boson.
I was there. I saw the boson.
Look, I've known about the Higgs boson since I was working for Vince Sr.
That was in 2012.
Vince Sr. He had the keys to the Higgs boson. The fuck is the Higgs boson?
The God particle. It's some string theory shit that it was theoretical and then it hadn't been proven until 2012. So it was a big deal when that happened. And people believed at that point that that process created a black hole that devoured the Earth.
The God particle?
The God particle ended life as we know it. Good thing I'm off the grid. Only my wife does the internet for me.
The computer.
I don't know about a computer. I live 20 miles from pavement.
Was it 50 miles from pavement, 50 miles from electricity?
Electricity.
100 miles from electricity, something like that.
Oh, I really like this one. Disney created Frozen as a distraction because there's that old like rumor or whatever about freezing his Walt Disney's head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In case they could bring him back later. And the Disney family refutes that claim so heavily that they released a movie called Frozen so that when people would Google Disney Frozen... They wouldn't find the head stuff.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I don't want them to know about head.
No.
Nobody had, we don't, as a society, we don't have the capacity to handle that kind of information about head.
Right.
So.
But in the future.
Keep that shit to yourself until you bring it back to life and he can start making racist cartoons again. Let's see. What else we got? Of course, the Denver International Airport. Everybody knows about that. That's where the Illuminati goes. The Earth is hollow. We've gone over that in detail. Yeah, yeah. And flat, too. This one's good. Prince Charles is a vampire.
I've heard of that.
He's related. He's a distant relative of Vlad the Impaler, who, you know, inspired Dracula.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and he also has an iron deficiency, porphyria, that causes people to be sensitive to sunlight.
Hmm.
So also, he's a Dracula.
It's also a metal band that used to play the Dover Brick House.
Porphyria?
Porphyria. They were good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're pretty solid.
Well, isn't it?
What?
I'm not a Dracula. I'm not a Dracula.
I think I said it to you. The fucking Alfred.
Oh yeah,
Michael Caine. Yeah. Master Wayne, I would like a tummy rub.
The Nazis had a secret base in Antarctica.
I heard that.
Yeah, everybody knew that too. So that's where they experiment on aliens. Living in the Matrix, the moon's not real, da 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 da. The Titanic didn't actually sink. I don't know if you knew that.
No.
It was actually a sister boat.
B-O-T-E,
boat.
Boat.
That crashed into an iceberg. It was not the Titanic that did that. Don't know why. No real reason to believe that.
The Titanic was a fraud.
Oh, this might be my favorite one. Bill Gates is making fake snow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He controls the weather.
Well, he's just so into the whole like global warming thing and climate shit.
Yeah.
He
created snow.
He created snow to back up his made up theories about how the world's getting hotter.
Wow.
And, you know, how climate is changing. And there's proof.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So this snow, it doesn't melt when you put a lighter on it. It burns.
What?
That's what these people online are saying. People in the comments. Here, let's see what they got to say about it. So this is from OMG Chrissy 1980.
Thank you, Bill Gates, for trying to fucking trick us that this is real snow. You'll see. It's not melting.
She's holding a lighter up to a snow.
It's going to burn.
It's not melting.
Snow don't burn. Yeah. Snow fucking melts.
That's right.
No water, no dripping, no nothing.
She's mad.
If I put this shit in the microwave, it's going to start sparking because there's metal mixed in it. So you see that?
No way.
No melting.
No melting.
It got harder.
It got harder.
It's not melting.
It's not water.
It's just burning.
Put it closer.
So black spots are forming on the snowball.
What the hell?
See?
It's sublimation is what it is. It's sublimating.
It's not melting.
But in Texas, that's too much for them to handle.
What size Tweety Bird shirt is she wearing?
You can't see. It's just a hand holding the... But yeah, definitely. It's somebody else.
Okay. And another one. Because people said...
Fresh ice for... Fresh snow for all the haters.
This woman.
Come on, flame. Snowball.
Is doing the same thing with a candle outside.
Not melting. And turning black.
That's not snow. Can't be snow.
Come on, flame. There's a flame. Come on. Not melting. And turning black. It's not melting.
She's pissed about it, too. Looks like she might have some dreadlocks.
It's not melting.
It's not, which is what you'd expect it to do.
If it's not melting, the number one thing you got to do is turn up the heat a little bit.
Have you ever seen a mystery sphere?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, many.
What about?
I was aboard.
I was there. I saw the Betts mystery sphere.
I was on. I ascended to the mystery rhombus, the prime meridian.
I rubbed their gums.
The rhombus.
The Betts mystery sphere baffled the public since it was found by a couple in Florida in 1974. Conspiracy theorists are convinced it's alien material, while others, such as the Millery, say it's a man-made object. It's just a metal sphere. I don't care about that. How about, I do care. This one's better. Amelia Earhart was eaten by crabs. Amelia Earhart has been shrouded in mystery ever since her aircraft disappeared in 1937. Mm-hmm. While it's widely believed that she ran out of fuel and crashed into the ocean, some think she landed by mistake on a desert island and was eventually eaten by the 3-foot-long coconut crabs that inhabit the shores. It checks out.
So that's possible, right?
It makes a lot more sense.
You think? That's why there's no remains.
Right. They eat the bones.
Did they ever find the plane?
They found pieces of it.
What do you think happened?
For a crab.
You think a crab got it?
A crab got that. Took that plane down.
She's flying too close to there.
Yeah, it's what happens. You know what they say. You know, don't fly too close to the crab. 5G causes cancer and COVID-19.
I know. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
5 giants.
What? Giant?
5G. We've covered this.
5 giants?
5 giants.
I don't remember that. What is that?
That's just my theory of 5G.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember anything beyond 5 giants, but that's what I think of whenever I hear 5G.
How about a solar flare caused the Titanic to sink?
There is no Titanic. There is no iceberg.
There's no, it's a magnetic sphere caused a collision.
It was a rhombus, a digital rhombus.
Yeah.
From Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Planet X, you ever been up there?
Mm-mm.
It's a world called Nibiru. So it's an undiscovered planet in this very solar system.
Wow.
Many were fascinated and excited when this information came out. However, some thought that Planet X housed a theoretical world called Nibiru that would lead to an apocalypse on April 23rd, 2018.
You remember the rapture?
Yeah.
No, you remember when that was supposed to happen?
That's like a million times, yeah.
Predicted it.
2012, the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
John Cusack. Yep. Airplane exhaust trails are filled with chemicals. Chemtrails.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. They'll make you go bald.
That's why I don't fuck around with them.
Yeah. They're just shooting out a bunch of nuclear robot cum, spraying it all over you. You people are drinking it right up.
I love it. I love getting facialized by a fucking chemtrail. Get tushied.
Oh, that's a verb now?
No, there's a website called it's just tushy. I think it's just tushy. Tushy. I see that on the front page sometimes. I don't watch anal stuff. I don't like it that tushy. Much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you never know. There's tushy otherwise.
Sometimes.
People shitting out of it.
Yeah.
You know, butt licking it, butt lick. The abominable snowman is alive and well. COVID-19 vaccine had a 5G chip inside of it. Wait.
What about the abominable snowman?
It's an abominable snowman. He's alive and well in Asia.
In Asia?
Yeah, abominable snowman.
Okay.
You know Yeti.
He's in the pyramid?
He's in the mountain. 2-legged, humanoid in stature. COVID-19 vaccine has a 5G chip inside of it. We know that.
Yep.
It comes with the cancer.
That's what I've heard. That's what I understand.
Understand.
Internet routers can lead to harmful 5G radiation. A lot of 5G stuff.
Not enough 5G stuff, if you ask me.
I believe it, that the deep state is trying to deep throat my freedom.
I love the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shallow state, too.
Deep. Well, let's see. Let's make a movie, man. Let's make a pitch. Elevator pitch. Walt Disney Channel.
We did one of those last time. We did Goof Dad.
Goof Dad, yeah. You want to do something different? You want to do a TNT movie or a sci-fi original? You want to do an old Western?
Yeah, let's come up with a name first. Let's generate a name.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Mystery World. Tom Clancy's War Sucker. Gooch World. Alien Hole. Piss Rider. Gooch World.
Piss Rider?
Goose Squad.
That's another Disney movie.
Speed Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Penis Fleet. Teat Warrior. Beef Hole. Okay. Slime Pigs.
Slime Pigs.
Slime Dick. Dream Squad.
Dream Squad. You like that's Dream Squad? Inception 2, Dream Squad.
Goose Punchers. Teeth Bag, Root Man.
Okay, I just asked ChatGPT to make some just totally random words and phrases that sound like movie titles.
Okay.
Quantum Quokka Adventures.
No.
Midnight Salsa Mystery. I like that.
Yeah.
Galactic Gumdrops. No. Enigma of the Electric Banana. That's pretty good. Not as good as Midnight Salsa Mystery. Captain Kaleidoscope's Cosmic Quest.
No.
Velvet Vortex Vendetta. The Whispering Willow Warriors. Marigold's Moonlight Melody. The Chocolate Thunderstorm. Detective Dandelion and the Labyrinth of Lullabies. Neon Narwhal Nomads. Jasper and the Jelly Bean Jamboree. Underwater Umbrella Uprising. It's taking a lot of alliteration. The Mystical Marmalade Manifesto.
I like that.
Zara and the Zeppelin Zealots. The Quicksilver Quasar Conspiracy. It's Midnight Salsa Mystery for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Midnight Salsa Mystery.
Is current? Is it modern?
Yeah.
Okay. Where will you find salsa? Taco Bell.
Mm-mm. Because it's a mystery. It's someone's house that's being...
It's like a clue house.
No, there's not a lot of mansion. People in it. It's
big, but with only a couple people. They got a long dinner table, a long one.
Yeah.
And they sit on either side.
Someone's breaking in the middle of the night making salsa, leaving a mess for someone else to clean up.
Right.
Every not causing midnight. No harm.
Well,
other than the whole breaking in part.
They haven't eaten it yet.
They haven't eaten the salsa.
Right. So they don't know. It could be poisoned.
It's 5G in the salsa.
There is 5G in the salsa.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So someone's breaking in. They're making salsa. It's mystery salsa.
Yep. And what's the story arc?
I don't know.
Who's doing it?
That's a good question.
Who's doing it? Yeah, Let's start from the end and work backwards.
Yeah.
Who's at blame?
It's a classic whodunit.
It's a WAD unit.
Huh?
I used to see there's a book at my friend's house that was classic whodunits, but it was all one word. WAD unit is how I read it. It's WHODUNNIT.
Whodunit.
WAD unit.
WAD unit.
So who's doing the mystery conspiracy? Edward Snowden or...
Oh, you know what it is? It's 13 roommates that live together in Philadelphia.
13?
And they start a salsa company.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a single movie, not a series.
It's a house.
It's a house. Is it like a Big Brother?
It's
like
a house that they live in, not a movie.
There's just cameras 24/7. You can stream like on fear.com.
No. Because if you film the kitchen, you find out who done it.
Right. No. Somebody done stole it already.
Yeah.
So they don't know. But then you stick them all in a house together, and you can watch them online at any time.
Okay.
And then they try to figure out who why you in it. You know.
Yeah.
Who done it?
Who done it?
And people could vote from home, right?
Yeah. Someone's got to stray from the recipe. And new salsa appears.
Right.
But maybe the salsa, not what it seems to be.
The lights are off. Cameras can't record in nighttime.
Right.
So.
There's no legs on this movie at all. This is impossible.
Okay, yeah. Let's try a different one.
Ragman.
The Ragman?
Yeah, or Raw Hog Wad. Tomb Wiggler.
Tomb Wiggler.
Tomb Wiggler. It's a guy. It's a man who's very into parkour.
Whoa.
And
instead of raiding tombs,
he wiggles into them.
He wiggles into a crack. The ones that the bigger people can't get in. But since he's so wiggly and small,
he can make himself real small.
Yeah, and he can slip in between the cracks in the pyramid.
He can make himself as small as a piece of paper.
Yeah. And then how does he get out, though? How does he get out with all of his loot?
Oh, he's a thief.
Yeah.
Wow. He opens the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nobody sees it coming.
No one.
He's in and out.
Tomb Wiggler. Yeah, he wiggles his way into tombs.
Yeah.
He's a worm.
He's a worm.
He's a worm bandit.
Right.
With thumbs.
He's like a Rango, but a worm.
Right. And he's got thumbs.
Thumbs too, yeah.
Because how are you going to steal without thumbs?
You're not.
How about he's not a worm at all?
Okay.
He's an ape. He's a trained ape.
Ape.
Who's trained to wiggle his way into tombs to steal the loot.
Wow. That really makes you think.
It really does. It's a chimpanzee.
Because also it's like...
Dang-a-tang.
It's a metaphor for the id, you know, the super ego.
That's right.
It's a metaphor for the lizard brain.
That's right.
You know?
So we got that movie in the can.
That's coming.
Frog womb.
Frog womb, yeah. You want to do impressions?
Yeah, we could try it.
All right.
We've been talking about it long enough, right?
Yeah. How should we do it?
You want to just call them out and try to do them?
Okay. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah. Warren makes me do this all the time.
Oh, shit. Is it good?
I'm not good at it. No.
Oh, okay.
Hang on one sec here. Let me get the mood going here.
You got to make this face like a forced grin.
I don't want to be a product of my environment.
So yeah, I was thinking like classic Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Like a shining Jack Nicholson.
Dude. Yeah, I can't do it.
You can do it.
Here's Johnny! I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me. How about you? What you got?
I did it. Hi!
That's your Jack Nicholson? Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's really close.
Hi, I'm Jack Nicholson.
Danny.
Hey. We did Christopher Walken.
Wow. I feel like it should be easier to do. I feel like mine will get better if I keep doing it. Try. I don't want to do
if
it.
If you just try.
Everyone does it.
What about?
Wow. Bear suits is what's funny. And bears as well. Wow. Ooh.
What about Sean Connery?
I mean, everyone can kind of do a Sean Connery, right? Like,
I don't think I can.
Slap her titties around.
Slap.
Slap them. Slap the titties.
Yeah. A leather glove.
That's good. It truly was a league of extraordinary gentlemen. We were. Is he still alive?
Yeah, no.
No.
No. He's expired.
He passed?
Yep. He passed in 2020.
Oh, my
goodness. Halloween. On Halloween, of all days. Can you do John Travolta? Like, from back in the day.
I got to think of, like, something that he would say.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah.
Pow! Pow!
I'm not like super familiar with this stuff from back in the day, so I don't know. I got
I'm a fucking grease spot. That's him. He's got like a he's got a lot of chin in it, you know? You shot Marvin in the face.
Can you do Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. Staccato sort of voice. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. I can't do that.
Oh my god. That's my John Travolta. Oh my god, here we go. I got a Saturday Night Fever. Oh my god.
What about Tom Cruise? I'm going to stick to the side of this plane. You're glib.
Yeah, you're glib, Matt Lauer. I can't think I can do his voice.
I know about the history of psychiatry. I know. There it was. That was good. Right there.
You do Danzig?
Oh!
Oh! I can do that one, so I don't want to do it. You do Steven Tyler?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
What song is that that he does that in?
Every fucking song.
One in particular. I think it's...
I don't want to miss a thing. Yeah.
No.
Hot damn. Rubbing on a booby. Hot damn, rubbing on a booby.
Hot damn, rubbing on a booby. Let's see.
Wearing out things that nobody wears. The backstage of Boogie set your pants on fire.
I gotta go later.
His voice like totally changed at a certain point. It's like, yeah. It's bizarre. Hot damn, rubbing on a booby. Good God.
Come here, baby. You know you drive me up a wall.
Oh, you know you drive me up a wall.
The nasty tricks you pull.
Yeah.
Seems like we're making up more than we're making love. And it always seems you got something on your mind other than me. Girl, you got to change your crazy ways. You hear me?
What else we got? Singing ones are a little easier, I think.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Kurt Cobain. That's not Kurt Cobain.
I don't know if I can do him.
Just puke.
Let's see.
Just puke.
I was trying to think of like a line from a song.
Hey! Hey!
Hey! Wait!
I got a new Dubain.
I'm back!
Back in the saddle
I'm
again.
I'm back in the saddle again! I'm back!
The one
I'm back!
Steven Tyler is a creep. He's a creepy fuck.
Yeah.
I'm back!
Yeah.
I'm back in the saddle again!
You do a Bob Seger at all?
No. I don't know him.
I think I'll go to Kathmandu.
Jeff Bridges.
You are not LaBeef. You are not LaBeef. You are not LaBeef.
Yeah, there's like deep ones pretty easy.
You are not LaBeef.
I can't do like the dude though.
Yeah.
No. I'm the dude, man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like too close to Owen Wilson.
I'm the dude.
I'm the dude,
let's
man.
Let's not fight, man. Let's not fight. I'm the dude.
Imagine the Big Lebowski with Owen Wilson. Yeah.
Oh, come on. I'm the dude.
Come on.
You pee on my rug? I feel you tied the whole room together.
Let's see. What other singers?
Singer.
You do Ricky Martin?
She's in the superstition. Black cats and voodoo dolls.
See, that's good.
She bangs. Oh, baby, she boo.
Right, what else?
David.
You do David Lynch?
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty decent.
Yeah.
Here we go for today's number. I don't do a great David Lynch.
Just okay is like the one. That's a good one.
Okay, Kale.
Okay. What's on the docket today? It's kind of like an old newscaster.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
What about Mark Wahlberg?
I could do a little Marky Mark, I think.
What?
What?
With whom?
With whom?
No. What? No.
What? No.
That's not how it would have gone down if I were around.
Look, if I were on that plane,
there it is.
If I were on that plane, I'll tell you, things would have been different. If Donnie was on that fucking plane, things would have gone exactly the same way they went.
Joe Pesci.
Hey, I do that. Can you do Joe Pesci?
Get this through your fucking head.
About Robert De Niro. Hey.
The only one I can do with De Niro is fucking. I do man, Paul. I do huh? Paul Rudd's impression man? Of him. Where yeah. He rakes the face.
Yeah.
You want these fucking shoes?
You puke on these shoes? These fucking shoes. What about The Godfather?
Don Corleone.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
You will come to my daughter on the day of her wedding. Come with my daughter on the way.
Keep the cannolis.
You keep the fucking cannolis. Come on my daughter's face on her wedding.
You give my daughter a facial on my wedding day. Forget about it.
You do Tony Soprano? It's the same thing.
Forget about it. Well, he's deeper and he's a little less nasally.
Come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
That sounds more like Don Corleone than the other one.
Yeah, no, that's what I was doing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing Tony.
No. Tony? He's just like, you come to me, forget about it. Like, he's just like,
hey, gabagool.
Yeah, I guess he goes up a little sometimes. What about
park this baby in the marina next door?
Bob Dylan.
Hey, what's more, the midnight beep? It was a tambourine and it smelled like sheep.
Once every night there was a tambourine beef.
His voice just like abruptly changed too.
Yeah, when he went gospel, when he found God. That's when it really.
Yeah, but even after that, like,
turned into
it kind of like changed back after though.
He goes, bzz, 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 bzz,
bzz, bzz. The man in me.
I love Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan? You do Bane? Everyone does Bane.
Yeah.
When Gotham is in ashes, you have my permission to die.
I don't remember what he actually says there.
Yeah, that's all right.
Is that what it is?
That's all right, yeah. Yeah, when Gotham's in ashes, you have my permission to die.
Because isn't that James Bond?
I don't know.
You have my permission to die?
Yeah. I do Bane.
Oh. Do you fear in charge?
That's my favorite line for the whole movie.
You fight like a younger man.
In charge?
Do you feel in charge?
First I will.
Your precious armory.
That movie sucks.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
I enjoy it, but it sucks.
A lot of
holes in that one. A lot of holes.
That doesn't mean it sucks. A lot of holes in a lot of things.
A lot of holes in that one.
Everything's got a lot of holes. I don't care. It's good. It's a good Batman movie.
Nah,
it's good.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Right, you're that guy now. It's fine.
It's fine.
Nothing's good enough for me.
No, it's fine. It's good enough for me. I like it. It's
you fine. Do it better.
I will. I can do a better Batman. I could write a better Batman movie than that.
I don't know.
No fucking holes in mine.
No, I know.
Scarecrow. I believe you. I get Calendar Man out in this bitch.
Oh, right. Kite. Let's get Kite Man in there.
Yeah.
Love Kite Man. Clock Man.
Clock Stopper.
I could stay awake.
Can you do Trump?
We're saying very terrible things. That's it. Very despicable. I can't. I don't think I can. There's too much lip. Because you got to make that mouth shape, which I don't think I can really do it while talking.
You probably don't like him, but that Shane Gillis guy does like the most flawless Trump impression.
I don't know who that is. Shane Gillis.
I don't know if you'd like him.
Yeah, come on! Everybody talking about ministers, sinisters, banisters, canisters. Whoops. I can't go out of stride there. One more.
What?
Yeah, come on! Everybody talking about ministers, sinisters, banisters, canisters, bishops and fishops and rabbis and papas and baba, baba, baba!
Wow.
This is just a compilation of in-studio a cappella moments.
Do look like a leader. We all live on the edge of town where we all live in a soul around.
Wow. So.
Ooh, yabba doobap. Ooh, yabba doobap.
That's my Steven Tyler.
Ooh, be dabba you bet. Ooh.
Can you do a Whoopi?
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Oh!
I don't think I can do Whoopi.
Wow.
I'd have to hear her voice.
What about, you know what I can't do that I would love to? fucking, what's his name from the Meg?
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham, yeah. Oi. Oi. Oi, you cunt.
Crank.
The Meg.
Crank 3.
The Meg.
The Meg.
The Meg.
The Meg.
The Meg. The Megalodon.
That is the perfect thing to say. That's his word.
The Megalodon.
Damn,
you been dabbing do this?
Ooh,
squeeze it out your titty.
I feel like my Steven Tyler's getting
hurt.
It's getting better.
That one hurts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow.
What about?
Werewolves of London.
Yeah, Warren Zevon. How about
Excitable Boy, they all said.
That song's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. What about Tim Allen? What about Woody Allen?
I can't. I don't think I can do Woody Allen.
I'm on my socks.
I just don't know.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, wait, that turned into little Tom Hanks there for a second.
Yeah, wow, there it is.
It's around there.
Buzz!
I don't know what I'm doing. That's it.
Yeah. You're almost there. Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't think I can do it.
Buzz Lightyear.
Wilson.
This is just good radio.
They're going to like it.
I bet they will.
I'm having fun.
Me too.
How about
Buzz!
This is my Tom Hanks.
Can you do Harrison Ford? I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too sleepy for this. He just mumbles.
Yeah, it's like him now. I'd like to, if I were to do a Harrison Ford, I'd like to do a young, optimistic Harrison Ford.
Oh, okay, yeah. Before the world got him down?
Yeah. Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Why did it have to be snakes?
I can't.
Nicolas Cage.
I can do Nick Cage. You are a dildo, pork fuck. If you don't want your father to think you're a silly fuck, don't slap another man in the face with a pair of gloves. Do you ever see The Weatherman?
Yeah, I love that.
I love that fucking movie. Great.
You are a dildo, Russ.
Pork fuck.
Put these iguanas on my fucking desk.
Oh man, that's a good one. Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah, I love that one. It's classic. Clint Eastwood. Hey. Make that 7 coffins. Can you do Seinfeld?
I don't want to do like.
I really just hate everybody.
What's the deal?
But myself.
Yeah.
If you're not like me, then what's the point?
Yeah.
That's it.
What's the deal?
Yeah. What about Bill Clinton? I did not suck that dick. I did not suck that woman's dick.
I did not put that cigar that woman's pussy hole. I swear on my.
I did not. It's in a similar vocal range as Tom Hanks.
I can't do Hanks.
You got to blow your bubble down here. Got to blow a bubble under your tongue. Like you're croaking. Like
no, I know. I hear it in my head, but it just doesn't come out when I try to do it.
What about Sly Stallone? Rocky Balboski.
It's me, Rocky Balboski.
Hey, it's me, Rocky Balboski.
I'm a Rocky Balboa.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, you want to arm wrestle?
Hey, yo. I can't really do Stallone, but yeah, that's the point.
That's pretty good.
Hey, yo, Adrian. Hey, yo.
Hey, Adrian.
Can you do William Shatner?
I just do the Jim Carrey one. That's it, because I don't watch Star Trek or anything, so.
There's something on the wing. Something.
Can you do Shrek?
Donkey, my swamp.
Which is also Fat Bastard, right?
Oh, yeah. I can do it.
I'm going to eat the baby. Oh, I'm going to eat the baby.
What about Matthew McConaughey?
Baby, it's what's for dinner.
Marf.
I'd have to like write a little speech of him, his philosophy.
It's my philosophy. It's my philosophy on life. It's a little bit low key down here somewhere.
Packed into my Lincoln Continental.
Yeah, I'm going to back into this here's parking space. This parking space we call life. Marf.
Not very scientific, Marf.
Tell Murph, my connection with Murph.
It's me, Murph. I'm here now, Murph.
Murph! Come on, Murph. Murph, come on.
Murph.
Thanks for joining us today on our podcast, everybody.
Yep.
Appreciate you. Hope you liked our jazz.
That was fine.
I did. I've had fun.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's whatever. What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
What's our Instagram?
Cool Parents Worldwide.
That's where you send us pictures or whatever you want. Questions, concerns, ideas. And what's our TikTok?
Ass. Cool _parents.
Send us your impressions.
Yeah, please. I've been trying to make people at work do impressions.
If you got the sand to do a bad impression or a good one.
If you got the stones.
Ideally a bad one.
Yeah, the bad ones are better.
Yeah. Send them our way.
Any impressions. Fun though.
Yeah, we'll take them all.
You do Stone Cold? That's pretty good.
What?
That's pretty good.
Ice cold beer.
That's really good.
Ice cold beer. I had one beer, two beers, a pint of whiskey. What?
Oh.
That's my Stone Cold.
Oh no. Is that something he did? Is that like one of his catchphrases?
Yeah. He did it a couple of times. But it wasn't a catchphrase.
Okay.
What? You think you can defeat Stone Cold? What? Hey.
You do James Vanderbeek?
I don't want your life.
There you go. That's a good one.
So that's it. Get on our Patreon. We just put up the new VHMS. Version 5 for patrons to stream from their phone, and you can Chromecast it.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. Are you the fucking rat? Touching their peckers.
Nicholson's fun. Nicholson's always fun. I can't do it for shit, but I love doing it.
It's well, specifically that role too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Has he done other Boston?
When I say bury the body in the mosh, I mean bury the body in the fucking mosh.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time on another Cool Parents podcast episode.
Yeah.
I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Pump Duggan.
Fuck the world.
Pump.
Pump it. Yeah.